A Jewish Journal article. Where did I get my love of cooking? Hi. I'm Deb, a goal strategist, writer, and foodie. I feel like loving food is a huge part of who I am. There's something about the sense of community you feel when you share a meal with friends and family. It's an automatic topic of conversation, whether you are chatting with a stranger in line or you are dining with loved ones and discussing what you are going to eat next. I've enjoyed food most of my life, except for those childhood picky eater years. However, I didn't really love to cook until I bought my mom an Instant Pot for Mother's Day, 6 years ago. She had seen it gaining buzz on social media, and asked if I thought she needed this new food toy. For those unfamiliar, the Instant Pot is a tech-based multi-cooker that makes everything from soup and stews to yogurt and cake. After I got my mom an Instant Pot, she asked if my cooking with it was part of her present. Sure, I said, I'll figure it out. When I searched YouTube for videos, I discovered a couple who lived in a big rig, who shared how they use their Instant Pot while on the road. Cool. Then, I jumped onto Facebook and joined a half dozen groups. Start by boiling water, the group suggested. Make hard-boiled eggs, they said. Then, I saw an easy recipe for macaroni and cheese. I decided to try that one. Put in 2 cups of water and 1 cup of chicken broth. Add a teaspoon of butter. Then 2.5 cups of noodles. Seal the lid. Cook on high pressure for 6 minutes. Quick release. Strain the water as you take the noodles out of the pot. Add yellow mustard and as much cheese as you want. Stir and eat. Perfection. Credit to Pressure Luck Cooking. The aforementioned is how I adapted Jeffrey Eisner's recipe. Needless to say, it didn't take too long before I was hooked. The thing I loved, and still love about the Instant Pot, is that you can combine ingredients, set the Instant Pot to cook and go do other things. You are then rewarded with a delicious meal. And you have accomplished something, while this miracle appliance worked its magic. The Instant Pot was my gateway to the wonderful world of cooking. I got an air fryer. And then a waffle iron. Before I knew it, I started sharing recipes and offering cooking advice. Me. It still baffles me, when I hear myself talking about cooking. Gifting my mom an Instant Pot gave me the best gift of all. A love of cooking. I've been hosting the Deb Show podcast for the last few years. I bring a bunch of friends, experts together to dive into the topic of the week. Although the focus is on motivation and inspiration for business, with personal goals mixed in, the conversation always addresses food at some point. Go figure. Writing about food for the Jewish Journal for the last year and a half, I have met many wonderful chefs and foodies. I'm excited to introduce my latest project, Taste Buds with Deb, on the Jewish Journal Podcast Network. Join me and my friends for bite-sized conversations about food, cooking, and community. Jam-packed with anecdotes, recipes, and tips, Taste Buds with Deb hosts guests from chefs, foodies, and restaurateurs to leaders, innovators, and authors. My upcoming guests include L.A. Babka King Shimi Aaron, author Samantha Ferraro, The Weeknight Mediterranean Kitchen, and Norma Zager, one of the granny judges on NBC's Baking It. I also have Robbie Samuels, author of Croissants vs. Bagels, which is not actually a cookbook. It's a business book with a fabulous food analogy. Taste Buds with Deb is pure comfort food. Whether you love to cook, to eat, or just good conversation, watch for Taste Buds with Deb, launching on May 3rd. Subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast channel. Deborah Eckerling is a writer for the Jewish Journal and the host of Taste Buds with Deb.